And later on, if you're listening to this before the actual event, we're going to have for you live streaming coverage of the election results. I'm just going to try something here. Excuse me. I have to do that, and I'm going to do this because sometimes the camera's a little dark, and they tell me you should use the fade button, the dark button, faded black. All right. that's what we have on tap, as they say, for you today. So be advised, if you are listening to this in advance of 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, then get over to the website, philhenryshow.com. If you have a backstage pass, if you don't get a backstage pass, we recommend you get a year's backstage pass, because with a year's backstage pass, you get $150 worth of free Best of Phil Henry downloads. That's right. Every single Best of that we've done, from 94's Best of Miami, Best of WIOD, through, 97 through 2005. And of course, we're coming up on, and also 2015. We started it up again last year. I forgot. So you get all of those. That's right. You get all of those for free. But you'll also have the backstage pass. You can watch a live streaming show of what we do. I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll probably be C-SPAN. But, General, you...
I would imagine C-SPAN. I don't know. I've never done... You know, you keep going to me on this.
You told me that you were the most interested in the news.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not the one that knows that much about the commentary and the so forth.
Well, General, I can help you with a lot of that because I do have some experience.
Margaret's done quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I understand that, Margaret, and I say this with the greatest of kindness... But the ego...
Oh, I see. So you're afraid I'm going to outshine you.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think you tend to... I'm trying to use a delicate word. Butt in, or stick the butt...
Yeah, you tend to stick the butt in.
I don't stick my butt anywhere, you ass.
I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear. What is this shit? Oh, okay, good. I just got some soccer on, man. I got Leicester City. This is a replay. I haven't seen this game yet. I got Leicester City against West Bromwich. And on the other TV, I got the Bundesliga. Which, talking to Brian Parica, who's the son of a buddy of mine, Carm Parica. Brian is a pretty sharp guy. He says to me, I said, we see all these really good teams in... Europe, he says, well, I said, well, like Bundesliga, they got that Bayern Munich, and he says, let me tell you something, man. He said, he's the guy that told me that the leagues on the continent are shit. They got five teams in each league that might be really good, and all the others are dog shit. So they can rest their good players when they're playing these dog shit teams. And they rest their good players for, like, Champions League play, Europa League. They rest the good players for the pivotal games in their league. And Premier League, English Premier League doesn't have that luxury. Because the teams, even though as we were complaining vociferously last night, the teams in the Premier League, there always seems to be the same four teams winning the championship there. Nonetheless, they've got... You know, they got their fucking, what the hell, man? They got their task cut out for them. What if I hit reset? Oh, no, that's the worst thing I could have done. Ron John Surf Shop. You guys know Ron John Surf Shop? Sure you do. You guys in Florida do. Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach and... Biggest fucking surf shop, I think, in the world is Ron John. All right. How does that work, man? What is it like to be a surfer in Florida? Because I went to the beach a lot there, and I saw the people that kind of hung at the beach, and it was really very eclectic, far more than California. Never saw any surfers, because I realize the surfing is limited, although, you know, Kelly Slater was a world champion as a native of Florida, and I think there's maybe a few others that obviously are good. Jupiter's Inlet, there's a few places in Florida where the surf is good enough to obviously produce world-class surfers. But on the regular beaches that I went to, there's no surf. And so I don't know what the surf culture is like in Florida, because I never fucking encountered it. I never met any surfers. I never saw any surfers. I saw a few guys with boards on their cars, but, you know, every time I went to the goddamn beach, it was either deserted, because my girlfriend and I at the time, we found a beach out on the East Coast, straight shot from Orlando, near just north of Cape Canaveral. Forget the name of this beach, but it was always great, because there was nobody there. Or, you know, Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach. Just totally, you know, just like, not even close, in my opinion, not close to what you might encounter in California, because I do see surfers here. Not that it's a big thing. I'm not making a federal case. I was just curious. So I think Swansea, no, they did not. Swansea, Manchester United, Arsenal and Tottenham played to it. Hull beat Southampton. How about that? Liverpool murdered Watford, just destroyed them 6-1. Munich. Manchester United 3, Swansea 1. That's in... come on, Leicester. Let's see Leicester City really play some... Where's Jamie Vardy, man? Where's Vardy? There he is. There's Vardy. Jamie Vardy was tearing it up last year, man, but not this year, as far as I can tell.
Leicester City, you see. I've gotten very, very into Peter Ustinov movies lately, because I watched an interview with him that was absolutely one of the funniest goddamn things. Peter Ustinov talking about... making Spartacus, making Quo Vadis, going to the Academy Awards and winning the Academy Award, and how numerology figured into him being able to predict that he was going to win the Academy Award. The guy's a fucking riot. You know, one of the stories he has for Spartacus, well, Kirk Douglas was rather tired. And so he decided to go to a home he has in Palm Springs, and he just got into the limousine, dressed as a Roman slave, with all these rags and all this dirt on his face, and went to sleep promptly in the back of the limousine. And the limousine driver got to Banning, somewhere halfway between where we were at Universal and Palm Springs. He stopped to get gas, and while he's getting gas, Kurt woke up and looked around and decided it was a good time to go to the toilet, and so he did. He relieved himself in the toilet. When he came back, the driver had already come back and saw the pile of rags in the back and thought Kirk Douglas must be under those rags, and continued on. And so Kirk Douglas was left dressed as a Roman slave at this gas station in Banning, having to convince people that he was, in fact, Kirk Douglas. I love stories like that. And he says, and we got a sort of a nefarious pleasure out of that. Charles Lawton, a man who idles about and loiters waiting to be offended. Charles Lawton loiters waiting to be offended. Oh, it's great stories. Crack me up, man. All right. I will never love you. Nottingham Forest, eh? Love that. I was on Fraser Smith's show last night. Met Jason Stewart, who is an actor in Birth of a Nation. And he's a stand-up. But he has lately gone into acting, and he got this part in Birth of a Nation. Was great. He plays a... I gotta really, really want to figure this out, man. You know what I'm saying, Daddy-O? What's going on, kitty? There's thunders down here.
How you doing, Dundee? Doing, babe?
You want to go outside? Honey, you can't go outside when I'm on the air. You can't go outside when I'm on the air, doll.
You can't go outside when I'm on the air.
Sexy eyes.
Move across the floor, make once more.
That's what I mean, man. You know, these teams like West Brom, even Leicester, and West Ham, and all these fucking teams that are second division teams that are, you know, they barely, oh, wow, we got sixth place, you know. Like Southampton, Zero jerking off of the fact that they made the Europa League. Who gives a shit? I don't get it, man. They just beat each other up. Meanwhile, Manchester United, with all the goddamn money in the world, Manchester City, all the goddamn money in the world. Now I finally did see something today, which made me, you know, happy. The owner of Everton, some multi-billionaire, an Iranian multi-billionaire, is going to be putting money into the transfer window in January. He says that Koeman is the man. He said, as far as I'm concerned, the role of an owner is to just write the checks. This is the guy that, you know, is going to run. And we've got to, you know, they went after six guys in the summer, and they got four of them, according to this guy, according to this interview I read. They need talent. He says January is going to be the time they get it. I don't know enough about the league to know whether, you know, they have the kind of impact players that will make a difference, you know, to a season halfway through or whatever it is there. I like to see, you know, this note of commitment. They want to build a new stadium too, which I don't know how that's being met in Liverpool. Some people have been, vocal against it. Notably, people like Bianca Jagger, who I think was subjected to some, internet abuse as only the internet can provide. The particularly sharp, slashing abuse of the anonymous internet troller. Because when no one knows who you are, you can be that new piece of shit version of yourself that. Not you, I'm just saying that. Okay. Professor Irwin, so what do you think?
Well, I keep... thank you, Phil. Well, thank you very much, Phil. One of the things I keep hearing about is voter suppression. And they talk about the black voter being suppressed.
Yes, this is a concern.
It's a concern, all right. But let me tell you something. I'm very willing and very happy to encourage every African-American listening to this podcast, and myself, to get out and vote. And I would add, looks like it's up to us again.
Well, that's not really true.
Hey, Dickman, don't piss me off. Looks like it's up to us again to bail this shit out.
No damage done. It's quite a remarkable time. I will never love you.
I had Chris Norton on Fraser Smith last night talking about his roped-off bar stool. I just think the concept of that is my bar stool is roped off. I mean, the guy is like, he in and of himself is a club that the girls just want to get into.
Yeah, my bar stool was roped off last night. I was at a Rusty Pelican.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Do you ever get any work done?
Do I ever?
Yeah, you're at the Rusty Pelican.
Oh, yeah. I always get work done. I mean, I'm a pharmaceutical. I do telephone sales for a pharmaceutical company. And
yeah, you know, so you say.
Hey, General, quit bussing my balls.
Bussing your balls? What, you like they're a dessert dish or something?
What?
I think Chris is going to be doing Don't Suppress Me. He's going to do a sex tape. Chris Norton. Yeah, he's talking about how Leicester came out of nowhere. Leicester had only been promoted two seasons. I think this was the second season they won the league championship. I think it's an example of how these teams, the big boys, have to stay on guard, because you never know when, you know, one of these little teams is just going to come on, and just have the right combination of things, and have the right coaching, and just be playing at the top of their game, and, you know, upset a few people. The next thing you know, they're at the top of the fucking standing. So that seems to be how it is in the Premier League. Other than that, Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea. Now, the only team that's always constantly there in the top four, top five is Arsenal, and they haven't won a championship in 20 fucking years. And then another one is Tottenham. I think they finished third last year, and or second. They were the ones that could have won the league had it not been Leicester City. They haven't won a championship, Tottenham, since 1961. Okay. So, you know, which is similar in like American football. The New York Jets have not won a Super Bowl since 1969, January 69. Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl since January 1970. So, it's, you know, in a way we can sort of relate. But you don't have the same out of a 32-team league. There's 20 teams in the Premier League, in the top flight. And they each play, two against each other. So they wind up playing 38 games. It's a long season, man. It's, August all the way through to fucking May. They take 2 months off, bang, they're right back at it. I don't even know if they have a goddamn training. I think they're in training all the time. Here's Vardy. Is he? Oh, he's going to come in. So they don't even start this guy? I thought I just saw his ass on the pitch, as they call it. I thought I saw him on the pitch. Why wasn't he starting? I think, was that Robert Huth that was next to him? Was he injured? These are questions that I'm asking that nobody has the answer for, and I'm sorry to bother you with them. All right.
You know, well, I think, you know, it was fun being on the Fraser Smith show, but one of the things I want to do is be more proactive, and I want to encourage people to get out and vote, because you don't want to have voter suppression, and that's like inhibiting your sets in a lot of ways. So I call that sexual suppression, or suppressing the sets. And what we're going to be doing to encourage people to vote is I will be at the Rusty Pelican, and if you sign a commitment to vote, then I'll let you in the rope. I'll let you in, and you can sort of, you know, you can stand there and talk to. I never swivel around on my chair. I'm always leaning forward on the bar and looking to my left. I usually look to my left.
To your left?
Yeah, to my left.
To his left. Oh.
Yeah. I usually look to my left.
Go with it. Don't let your mind. Please change your mind.
Hello, Margaret. Well, I'm very... Hello, Margaret. I'm very appreciative to be speaking with you again. Oh, come at me. You react to me. You and I living it up. I love you. I really love you. Your hand... Oh, come at me. Yes, come at me. And... Yes, well, here is another song that I'd like to do. This is entitled this is entitled The Moon, Oh the Moon. Oh the Moon, yes, the Moon, Oh the Moon, Oh the Moon, Oh the Moon. Oh the Moon, the Moon, Moon. Oh, the moon, yes, the moon, it's up there, we're down here, that's the thing, and the moon.
Now, you have to explain to people that that is actually over there, the World War One song.
No, it's not. No.
Phil, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, and I'm speaking to you now, Phil, from our Elcott... Yes, we have not been on the air for quite some time, but I hope to return to the air with the Dr. Ed Elcott Show and Elcott The Next Step.
Dr. Elcott, this is General Shaw.
Yes, General.
Okay.
And we haven't been on the air. And the reason why we have not been on the air is because there is a level of crude, the crudeness in the air makes it impure. And we cannot cut through much of what's going on. There's a crudity that allows the refined message.
I want to ask you a question.
All right, right there, you see? That was the grating sound of Bud Dickman.
Well, Bud has the right to ask a question.
Yeah, he does.
All right, he may have the right to ask a question, but the noise coming out of his mouth makes things unseemly.
I love you. I really love you. Oh, I can actually hear the harbor. I saw the harbor lights. And then the harbor lights. All right, man. Right on, man. Now, I want to find me the other thing. Got to find the other thing. Hold the phone. Hold on, goddammit, because I know it's here. I know it's here. All right, man. I am good to go here. Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. What's Phil doing? Well, he's doing this. Oh, he's... I always forget. Yeah. I saw the harbor lights. That's good. Test 2, 1, 2, 3. All right, dude. Jesus Christ. Get rid of that, man.